Hello and welcome to the Pizza Time Podcast. It's Johan here.
And Henry.
And, it's been, I think, almost a week. And Spider-Man Far From Home has been out. And we're going to discuss about that. We're going to discuss this movie for this episode. Is there any news we should go over? The Mulan trailer came out.
Yo, did you hear they're not going to put Mushu? Or any music?
I'm more of a string bean chicken kind of guy.
Clever.
That was a bad joke.
It was, but you know.
Yeah, we should add a laugh track to this. Laugh at all our bad jokes.
Yeah. Like, whenever we have a bad joke.
Yeah, no, I think they're just trying to make a realistic version.
Yeah, I mean, she looks badass, but I swear, make a man out of you is like...
Oh, yeah, because if I'm correct, it's no music.
The homie ain't going to be there. They're going to have the main man.
Yeah, they're having nothing. It's just a stripped-down version, and I don't see the fun in it.
But, I mean...
Because they're making Lion King, like, you can make this
shot
movie.
Shot for shot, basically.
I don't know.
I'm excited, you know.
You know, they've casted...
I was about to say... Yeah. Alert! SJWs! Or was it not SJWs? It's
Special Justice Warriors. Or Social Justice Warriors.
Alert! We have to go after all the races to say mermaids can't be black.
Ariel, a.k.a. I read Halle Berry, and I'm like, she seems a little too old for this role. But, you know.
I'll accept.
I mean, I guess. But it's actually Halle Bailey, I think?
Something like that.
And, you know, I'm going to make sure it's correct. But, you know.
I'm not mad.
I can't believe that, you know, fairy tale creatures can be minorities.
What?
I'm stunned.
I don't want representation in my Disney movies.
Absolutely not. My Disney movies need to be all white.
Only white princesses. Also, mermaids, as you know, from the ancient folklores, are all Caucasian.
Because, mm-hmm.
you know, they're real.
You know, I'm actually just really hurt that they didn't cast all the people from, was it The Wall? That movie, the movie with Matt Damon when they're in China?
Oh, yeah, because Matt Damon's an Asian.
Yeah. You know what? They should have just... Let's see. Just cast every white person on this planet, and you know, I mean, I can care less for SJW stuff, but this is one of those where I'm like, I don't see the issue with having a minority play a mermaid.
No, bro, but mermaids have to be white, bro. Name one.
Imagine if Aquaman wasn't a Samoan.
What? I'm angered.
But yeah. Yeah, I don't really see the issue.
Like, I swear to God, if King Triton is black, I'm not watching this movie.
Not my Aquaman. not my Ariel, which I think was an actual thing that was trending.
Not my guy.
And, you know.
I can't wait. Are they not going to make Sebastian Jamaican? Huh? Huh?
Well, that's if they include Sebastian, because, you know, they want to keep it realistic. Like,
oh, yeah, definitely realistic. A mermaid.
I don't know. I'm trying, let's see. I feel like there's a lot more news that
there is. The 6 minutes of the end game was pointless.
Yeah, last episode I think I mentioned I was gonna go watch Endgame again. Yeah, nope. I
was not interested. I just YouTubed it. And nah, fam.
I heard Hulk wasn't even fully edited.
No, it was PS3 graphics. Maybe, nice. like early PS3.
Would Venom have, would it still be better than Venom's animation?
Even Venom was better.
Oh, yikes. I heard Sony messed up with that one. But, yeah, I'm trying to think. I feel like there's a lot of news that we're missing.
Yeah, we're just so unprepared for this, but, you know. Because, you know, by the way, we're recording this in the parking lot of a McDonald's.
Like we usually do.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Cameron Boyce from, you know.
Yeah, yeah, that guy.
Yeah, he died in his sleep. I think he had a seizure from a medical condition, but, yeah, passed away. He was, 20. And he was in both Grown Ups movies. He was Adam Sandler's kid in it. He was in the Descendants series.
Oh, my God.
He
was Cruella DeVille's son.
I mean, you know more than I do.
That's no, because I read it.
Oh, okay.
Not because I've watched it.
But he was also and Jesse.
Jesse.
And I feel like there's a lot more stuff. But, you know, RIP. Kind of sucks, man, seeing young people die. It's probably worse because, you know, I'm also 20, so it's like, I don't know, it's kind of scary. It's just,
yeah,
it's just something that's kind of scary. So, what else? Let's see. I'm going to see if, you know, I'm going to see what's trending on Twitter, and let's see if I can find anything there.
What was I reading? I was reading something earlier today about Spider-Man.
Let's see. Marvel has 2 hours at Comic-Con, I think.
Oh, yeah. So, by the way, this might be a little in the spoiler territory, but they say that Spider-Man kind of gave a hint of the Fantastic Four.
I did not know that.
Yeah. So, they, right at the end, when he was swinging around, right, there's a sign in the back that says, big things coming in 3, 2.
Oh.
And it looked like the font of the, you know what I'm saying? Nah, I mean.
Interesting.
So, I'm excited. And
I can't wait for Killmonger to meet Human Torch.
Ah!
Or for
Captain America.
Or for Human Torch to meet Captain America.
Yeah. Or, no, that's about it, right?
Yeah.
Or Jessica. All
right, well, any more news?
Kind of thing. Do you recall anything?
Last Jedi will include stuff about Rey's lineage. I can care less.
I cared last movie?
Yeah, but when they said that her parents were just some, what was it? I forgot.
Oh, nobodies.
Okay, yeah, I forgot the exact thing that Kylo said, but basically he said that they were nothing.
Yeah.
And
great pickup line, bro.
You know, so I just didn't care after that. But, you know, maybe something changes. Let's see. Stranger Things Season 3 came out. I haven't seen it yet because I've never watched Stranger Things. But now that I'm done with Game of Thrones, you know, I can watch Stranger Things. So, yeah, that might be where I'm moving at. So, yeah.
Is that the move, bro?
Probably. I've been told by a lot of people I need to watch Stranger Things. That's really good. But, yeah. All right, well, let's...
Oh, hold up. I have another thing.
And Toy Story 4 came out. But I haven't seen it yet, but I will.
Mad overrated.
I'm going to wait till I watch it. Anything?
That is my hot take on this. I thought it was overrated. Did not tug the emotional strings like I thought it would. It had nice scenes and stuff, but not my cup of tea.
Space Jam 2 will probably, it's coming out sometime.
Oh, they're filming now, aren't they?
Yeah, and you know, with LeBron, with Anthony Davis giving up $4 million, LeBron will probably compensate him. I wonder how much money that movie's going to make. I really do wonder what it's going to be like. So, all right, well.
Hold up. And then also, no. Joker news, the movie. The creator or writer said that it's nothing like the comics.
Interesting.
So, I don't know how to feel. He said that he knows people are going to be mad about it. And
so, maybe Joker's the good guy.
I don't.
Maybe.
What if he's Batman's brother?
And it says if Gotham never ended, it'd be as if Gotham never ended. Because I don't need to watch Gotham again. You know, I actually am going to do one more watch through Gotham. As much as I hate the show, I loved it, and it hooked me, and I come back every single week.
It's like a bad relationship. There were some more bad moments than good, but the good moments really made up for it.
It would be like, damn, it sucks. Keep going.
It's like, you know, I hate your cooking, but damn it if you don't make the best lemonade.
You know what it is? It's McDonald's.
Ooh, you hate to say you love it.
Yeah, like,
You'll never admit that you love it, but damn it has it been there for you.
Yeah, like, for about 4 years, I remember I'd go to school, get back home every Tuesday, because I'm pretty sure Gotham came on Mondays. I remember I'd go to the gym and I'd just be pissed. Because, like, they'd be playing Gotham on the screen. And I'm like, I can't watch. I'd have to just look down the whole time. Or I'd have to watch Fox News or CNN. I'd always get my political fix in at the gym. But, you know, back to other stuff. You know, I always hate the fact that, like, I'd be watching Gotham. I'm like, this is weekly television for me. Same with Archer. Archer was weekly television for me. But, you know, then I matured. And Netflix gives everything out in, like, a week. The same day. I'll probably binge it, but not anytime soon. But yeah, so now can we move on to Far From Home?
Yes. All right. Well, so our first our non spoiler review.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah.
Amazing. I want to go see it again. I probably will go see it again.
I had a fun time. It was a fun movie. You know, I found it very enjoyable, and I think this one put Tom Holland above Tobey Maguire for me.
Ooh.
Yeah. I mean, it didn't tug the emotional heartstrings like, you know, Spider-Man 2 did, where, you know, Peter has to stop the train scene, and you know, Doc Ock was a good villain, but Jake Gyllenhaal, fantastic performance as Mysterio.
Yeah.
You know, I thought that was great. Yeah, I mean,
I like Michelle Johnson.
You said Mary Jane, but Michelle something.
Yeah, it's Michelle. I think it's Michelle Johnson.
Mm. MJ.
Yeah, so.
But Zendaya, you know.
Zendaya.
Yeah, I don't know, one of those.
Ah, Zendaya.
She's a girl, so I know.
She's mad cute, too. What's up? I think she's my age. 22?
I don't know.
You have a phone.
Yeah, but I can care less about this. We're talking about a movie, not Zendaya.
Well, she's in the movie.
I know. But yeah, everybody was pretty solid.
I love the performance, the character building.
Yeah. It was a fun movie.
You know, if you're feeling like, you know, taking a girl to a movie or taking your fella or, you know, whatever you're into, your dog, cat.
I don't think you can bring pets into it.
Well, maybe there's some. Anyways, it's a nice...
Yeah.
It's a bit of a rom-com, if you will.
Yeah, but, man, it was a fun movie. I genuinely enjoyed it, and I'm excited for what Marvel has.
Yeah, you know, you missed the first 10 minutes of it, but yeah.
I did, but I can get, what does it matter?
You missed the banter with Aunt May.
Aunt May. I never thought I'd say that in my life.
Oh, gosh.
Not believe you are exuding your horniness onto the listeners.
I'm sorry. I'm a man that loves women.
No, stop it.
What?
We're gonna stop that train now.
Alright.
Alright, well, okay, so I guess final thoughts, non-spoiler wise. Fun movie. Go watch it. Really, really good.
Eight out of ten.
Yeah, I'd probably go 8.5 out of ten. I think it's one of the best. I wouldn't put it over Spider-Man 2, but I do think it's that Tom Holland's a better Spider-Man than Toby.
You heard it here first. But you know who does, who they can't ever be?
Guess. Who they can't ever be? A Spider-Man?
Yeah.
What were the Japanese dude that played in the 70s?
I was going to say Drake Bell.
I forgot how this game.
Nah, Drake Bell.
Or, oh my god, what's his name?
Donald Glover?
No, he's Miles Morales' voice.
I can't remember his name.
I'm going to look it up.
He's like almost... He's like 30 almost and has the voice of a teen.
It was...
Wow, they put the white actors first.
Oh my gosh.
You hate to see the racism.
Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. No, that's... It's not him. Shameik Moore. There we go.
No, I would not have remembered that.
I did, like, I knew it was...
I know he was from the movie Dope. I like that movie. It was dope.
That was him? I didn't realize that was him.
Yeah, it was him.
That was a good movie.
Really good.
So, I'm in very attractive. ASAP Rocky. Nice performance.
Didn't he get shot? No, that was Wiz Khalifa that got shot.
I don't remember.
No, not Wiz Khalifa.
Was in the movie.
Tyga gets shot in that movie.
Again, I don't remember who got shot. I just know that.
I remember Tyga gets shot.
Word of Vince Staples. But yeah, you know, slippery slope. But... all right, well, let's get into the spoiler.
5, 4, 3, 2. I can tell from a... If you don't read comics, even then, you knew Mysterio was
so
bad.
I think for me, what hurt the most was that I'm like, I was holding out hope. I'm like, you know what? Maybe he's an anti-hero. They changed it up. And I'm like, you knew it was coming. You knew the whole time that it was fake, that Mysterio was the villain. But it didn't. It still hurt when it wasn't exposed. All right, so basically, you know... Peter, I guess the elementals, as they call them, I guess, you watched the beginning. Did they appear in the first
episode? Yeah, the first, so it starts off with Maria Hill and Nick Fury going to Mexico, shout out to the homeland, going to Mexico because the Earth Elemental?
I guess I didn't watch
the Basically, first. Van Sandman basically appears and destroyed a city. I did finger quotations for those who, well, obviously none of y'all can see me. But anyway, so he destroyed a city, and then that's when Fury and Hill meet Mysterio. And then it just goes to the dun-dun-dun, dun-dun-dun, and it introduces Peter, getting ready for his trip. And, it starts with a fundraiser with that Aunt May's holding, and everyone meets Spider-Man. He's in his Iron Spider suit looking dope, you know, and...
Was Tony mentioned at all in that part? Because Tony looms, like, Robert Downey Jr. is in the last movie.
Oh, yeah, so...
And in both movies... Mainly in this one, he's not in the movie, but he's in the, like Iron Man has a heavy presence in the movie.
I mean, if you think about it, he's created the last two villains for Spider-Man.
Yeah, but you know, you could feel Tony's like presence in it because of just how much pressure I think Peter has throughout the movie. Because let's see. So they go to Europe, and I guess the second elemental was the water one that showed up in Venice.
Yep.
And Mysterio fights, and Mysterio's there, helps Peter. Peter can't get in the suit. But, and he's still, you know, basically he still is able to use his shooters.
Yeah.
But
He got
shooters
in these canals.
But, you know, Mysterio does all the hard work, in quotation marks. But when they meet, you can tell that there's a lot of like pressure on Peter just to be Iron Man, and Nick Fury expects that out of him.
Also, in the first scene, that was some of the questions that was asked. It was, are you going to be the next Iron Man, or what are you going to do now that Tony's not here and stuff like that? And that kind of scared him, so he just like webbed out.
Yeah, I mean, you could tell that Peter's what, like 16 in the movie?
Yeah, he's 16.
16, and he has the weight of the world on his shoulders. And, he meets Mysterio, and it sucked, man, because I knew it was going
to
happen, but
it's hard to hate Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, Jake Gyllenhaal put a great performance on, and, basically he says that he's from another universe, and, you know, y'all probably all saw the movie, if you're still listening.
Yeah, but if you don't, you're just a masochist.
But yeah, basically, I mean, like, Fury tells Peter that, like, Stark entrusted him. And then I think, who was it that handed him the glasses?
Nick Fury.
Okay. Was it Fury that handed him I forgot the name.
Edith?
Edith. Yeah, Edith, thank you. Even dead, I'm a hero. But yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, he gives him, oh, yeah, because the stealth suit.
Yeah.
But that means he gives it to him later on, doesn't he?
It came with it.
Okay. I guess it's been a week since we watched it. But Peter gets Edith, which is left by Tony Stark, and basically, it's like, it's just... It's... All right, well, Henry, you messed up the audio. Technical difficulties. Not really, not difficulties.
I'm just really dumb.
Yeah, so...
Okay, you
let's start this back up. I was talking about Edith, right? So basically, it's just Jarvis. Jarvis or Friday in glasses form.
Yeah.
And basically, he has the power to...
Murder.
Yeah, I mean, he has the power to,
World War III.
Yeah, I mean, like, what?
He has access to satellites with drones.
And he almost kills his schoolmates.
I mean,
his classmates.
Bro had it coming.
Yeah. Yeah, he has a lot of this power, and so then they move to, I forgot where he was, but they went to Prague. They went to Prague, and turns out that the last elemental is in Prague.
I mean, yeah. Oh, by the way, S.H.I.E.L.D. Hijacks there.
No, yeah. S.H.I.E.L.D. Turns out to be manipulating their vacation the whole time.
Yeah, because they need Spider-Man.
Yeah. So they start, like, upgrading their sheets and giving them tickets and stuff. But they get to Prague. And basically, they're going to fight the last elemental. Peter's given the stealth suit. And Edith.
And he is now Night Monkey.
Yeah, Night Monkey. But, Peter and Mysterio save the day, in quotation marks.
Quote, also.
And it turns out that, after everything's done, after the dust has settled, You know, turns out Mysterio isn't the hero that they thought he was.
So, y'all, just think back to Avengers Age of Ultron. Was it Age of Ultron? No, Civil War.
So yeah, no, it was Captain America Civil War and the guy from the first Iron Man movie.
So think back to that, and Jake Gyllenhaal, a.k.a. Mysterio, a.k.a. Beck,
Quentin Beck,
was basically the guy that created that hologram that Tony made.
And yeah, where he was talking to his parents.
Barf. Yeah, he called it Barf.
Yeah.
And homie was mad.
Yeah, Jake Gyllenhaal was not happy about it.
Oh, so he let
Quentin Beck was not happy about it. And a lot of the stuff, and turns out, so Peter goes, they go to a bar after they, you know, in quotation marks, beat the elemental.
Yes.
And Peter basically just says that he can't take this responsibility, that maybe, and that Edith maybe was given to Peter by Tony because Tony knew that Peter would make the right decision with it. And Peter decides, let's give Edith to Mysterio, or to Quentin Beck, because
he doesn't believe.
So, yeah.
Quentin Beck.
I don't know where we are. Let's just talk about it. Okay.
This is going to be the wankiest episode.
Okay. So, Peter and Mysterio defeat the Elemental, go to a bar, and Peter says that he wants to relinquish his power of Edith, over Edith, Tony Stark's, database and control system, I guess?
Basically, he's handing him Jarvis.
Jarvis. And Peter leaves the bar, and then it turns out everything
the whole bar was a hologram.
The bar was a hologram. Everybody, all the workers, everybody in there was a member of Stark Industries at some point.
Yeah, and Tony Stark kind of did it.
Yeah.
Basically, just remember, Tony Stark creates all the villains for Spider-Man.
Yeah, and so Beck, being the creator of Barf, he is able to make illusions. And I forgot why the other guy was so special, but
he basically made
But they made the illusion so real that it caused real damage.
Yeah.
And so, even though all Mysterio is doing is fake, everything is just a presentation, the damage is real. So all the buildings are still being destroyed.
Yeah.
And I don't remember what it was that... Basically, he wanted to fool people into Mysterio being a hero.
Yep.
And I guess becoming the next Iron Man?
That's the why it doesn't get a perfect 10 for me. His intentions are kind of messed up. But think about it. So he wants to be the next big hero, right, of Earth. What happens if a real, event happens?
Yeah. And the thing is that, even in the commercials, I guess, Nick Fury explains that none of the other Avengers are available. I think the Avengers are basically, they don't exist anymore. Thor is with the Guardians. He has Guardians of the Galaxy. Captain Marvel's doing space stuff.
Yep.
And Captain America's gone.
Tony Stark's gone.
Tony Stark's
gone. Oh, that's what you missed, too. In the beginning, they did a little, literally a slideshow presentation on Microsoft. Because you know how they have, morning news?
Yeah.
So they did that. A PowerPoint presentation of The Fallen. And it shows Tony Stark, Captain America, and Black Widow.
So people don't know that Captain America's alive?
Yeah, but he's dead. He's old. He's useless now.
I mean, yeah, but he's still alive.
Yeah, but
and
he's
the thing is that, I guess I'll mention this at the end. But yeah, where are we at? Yeah, he has no help. And so he's just giving all this power to people who are, not with the best intentions. And so,
I mean, but think about it, though. They're still technically heroes. Black Panther's still there.
Yeah, but I guess, that kind of stuff. I mean, he's coming back to a country. I don't think he really cares about what's going on in New York.
I guess, but I mean, okay, the whole quick recap of who's still there. Black Panther.
I think we're going off track.
No,
we're going off track because it doesn't really matter.
Doctor Strange.
It doesn't really matter. Think about it. In the grand scheme of things, it doesn't matter. I mean, it will matter in the next phase, but I don't think it matters. Because at the end of the day, I think everybody's still recovering from the blip, as it's called.
Oh, yeah, I don't like the day, but yeah.
But it doesn't matter. There's a reason Fury didn't ask anybody else, because everybody else is still dealing with... think about it. T'Challa's coming back. His country got blipped.
He got blipped.
he got blipped. His country, so he has his own thing, which will probably be addressed in the next Black Panther movie.
Probably.
So, yeah, everybody has their own stuff. So, Spider-Man's all alone, and he's given, and the one guy that, you know, reminds him, I guess, in a way reminds him of Tony, he gives the power to, and it just seems, and he gives away his trust, and that's kind of the sad part of it. Like,
yeah,
Peter's alone throughout the film, and he just has nowhere to, nobody else to trust because
he's still a kid.
He's still a kid. I mean, he's
having, that's where you could kind of relate with Spider-Man. It's the, he's just trying to go on a trip, impress a girl.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden he's thrust into, oh, you have to save the damn world.
Yeah. And so, all right. So he gives Edith to the Stark Industries, the former Stark workers. And then MJ
finds out that she's known.
Well, yeah, she kind of knew.
You know, she kind of had a hunch.
Yeah, she had a hunch that he was Spider-Man. But while Peter and Mysterio were, in quotation marks, fighting the Elemental, MJ was also running because she was looking for Peter.
Yeah.
And she got, I guess, she got stood up.
Suspicious.
But they were at a theater, an opera, and then she saw Peter left, so she looked for him.
Yeah.
And basically, while she was looking for him, she got kind of in the way. Or she,
not,
she
not
got,
no, she no. was she was in the middle of the action.
Yeah.
And she saw a piece fly off of one of Mysterio's illusions.
Yeah, and it turned out, and then that's
it's
how Peter,
one of the projectors.
Yeah, and that's how Peter finds out that
Quentin Beck.
That Quentin Beck is faking it, and he handed handed Edith over. So now he needs to find a way to contact Nick Fury, but he can't because his phone's probably, tapped.
Yep.
He can't contact him because Quentin Beck is now looking for him, MJ, and everybody. And now all him and his schoolmates are all in danger. And,
Quentin Beck now, when he finds out, he's like, yo, I have to kill the people.
And then it turns out that they were going to go home right after that. But Quentin Beck was able to change, well, after. So Quentin Beck, And then, so Spider-Man goes to meet Nick Fury in Berlin to go tell him that Quentin Beck is, actually bad. But while they're in the building where they're talking, it turns out, I guess, Peter knew that Quentin Beck was doing something and it was an illusion. And it turns out Maria Hill was also an illusion. At least that Maria Hill was.
Yeah.
And so now, we're in Mysterio illusion. It's really cool.
Oh, like,
great
it's
illusion.
Straight up out of the comics. It's straight up out of the TV. Like, if y'all seen the TV show, oh my God, it is beautiful. But also the reference, some of the references.
Yeah.
They technically reference Marvel zombies. They're straight up an Iron Man zombie in the illusion.
But, and then it stops. The illusion stops for a second, and Nick Fury pulls up. And they kill Quentin Beck, but it's still an illusion, and it turns out that Quentin Beck was just Nick Fury in that illusion, and it was crazy, and then Peter gets hit by a train.
Oh, yeah. This man literally makes Peter walk
into a train. And Peter gets sent all the way to the Netherlands.
Yeah. By the way, you know what's interesting about that scene?
What?
When he's with the hooligans?
What?
They're actually all Swedish, Netherlands actors, like famous.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, see?
So Peter's in jail in the Netherlands because he was found in a train, and, he's known as Knock Monkey now by them because he's in a stealth suit. And then, he gets out, calls Happy, or is able to contact Happy, and
There's a touching moment between Happy Hogan and Peter Parker.
Yeah.
Where,
but basically, they find out they have to go to London because that's where the next elemental attack is. And so they go to London, on the trip, Quentin Beck changes the itinerary for the students because he knows that MJ knows. So he's going to kill them all.
He's going to kill MJ, the homie Ned.
Shouts out to Ned. Yeah.
Our king.
But, so Happy is able to take Peter and one of the classmates in that trip, I guess, in there is like, hey, guys, where's Peter?
Oh,
why
is
it that he always disappears? And then MJ steps up and is like,
why are you so obsessed with Peter? You freak.
And then asking why he takes pictures of him. And
oh, yeah, there was this one scene that I loved where this secret agent lady told Peter to take his clothes off to get to measure the suit, or to try on the suit. And Bro walks in on Peter with his pants down next to this lady, who was rather attractive.
And then, yeah, he's like, I'm going to tell MJ because he likes MJ too. But
to get, yeah,
that's like a subplot.
But high school love triangle.
But yeah, so then we get to them being in London, and Happy and Spider-Man are flying to London. And on it, I think they talk about the fact that Peter misses Tony. But Happy just, I guess, helps him.
Happy steps up in this
yeah,
movie.
Yeah, and basically at the end, on the flight, Peter makes his suit. Peter makes a suit. And it's
with
like
some classic rock playing in the back.
What was it? Did he say it was Led Zeppelin?
Yeah, he said, is this Led Zeppelin? It was AC/DC.
But yeah.
It's still nice.
But you could, like, even I told Henry, like, as I'm watching him, like, he's like a mini Tony. This is the way he's working it and stuff.
Yep.
And, like, you could look at, like, the way Happy looks at him. And it's really an emotional scene.
It's very nice. I'm not going to, that's one of the few scenes I'm like, yo.
Mm-hmm. But they get to London, and Happy helps. Well, Happy goes to help
the kids,
and Spider-Man tries to, you know, look for the Elementals. And basically, Spider-Man goes into one of the Elementals. This is all an illusion being controlled by the Stark. Yeah, because the Stark drones that are provided by Edith.
They make the Elementals even worse.
Yeah, they make all the illusions, and they're destroying, you know, London and all that. But Peter's able to get in and destroy some of the projections to make it seem like, you know, this is all fake.
Yeah.
And as that's going on, Quentin Beck is trying to kill, you know, Peter's classmates, and the Stark people plan to kill them. Like, they made a whole intricate plan, but, you know, it fails.
Of course.
And so, you know, Peter's fighting off the drones and all that. And Peter's able to fight off the drones, but the classmates are getting unlucky because Happy, the plane to Happy flew in, was blown up. But then, the classmates ran around and they hit and they almost died.
Well, not really most of the classmates. Those classmates hit. It's basically just Betty.
Well, the main ones.
The main ones. Flash also made it in there.
Yeah. But so they're running around, they hide and they're almost dying, but you know, Peter is able to shut down the drones in time. But yeah, Peter gets the Quentin Beck after, you know, some drone fighting.
And his Peter Tingle.
His Peter Tingle helps him at the end because Quentin basically makes another illusion. Or Mysterio makes another illusion. But, yeah, Peter uses his Spider Sense, a.k.a. Peter Tingle, as they call it. Because they don't know how to name it. And he's able to destroy it. It's really awesome. It was a great scene. And basically, what turns out, Peter, like, beats up Quentin. But then that turns out to be another illusion.
Yep.
And then again,
Quentin gets shot by his own drone.
Yeah,
basically.
Quentin gets shot by his own drone, and, you know, he dies. And we'll get back to that in a second. They save the day.
Oh.
And Nick Fury and Maria Hill are also being targeted because Mysterio's there with them because Mysterio told them about the last, or they find out about the last Elemental in London. And, you know, so, yeah. No. The Stark people make a seismic boom to make it seem like London's a target.
Seismic activity.
Yeah. And so they head over to London, and I think, and then, you know, Nick Fury and Maria Hill end up figuring out because Happy helps them.
He says figuring.
My bad.
but Happy basically sends, like, a coded message
to
Nick Fury, and Nick Fury finds out, and then Maria Hill gets a bazooka and blows up one of the drones that was about to kill Nick.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
And so, you know, happy ending. Peter saves the world.
He gets the girl.
And he gets the girl. And, you know, they go back to the States. It's about to be happy. Peter has the summer. And, you know, he's swinging around. And he has a date with MJ. And picks her up, takes her swinging around. And, that's the end of the movie. Or is it? Jesus.
Sorry.
Well, let's talk about the mid-credits. Well, so Peter, it basically takes place as the ending's going on. Peter's swinging around, puts down MJ, and it's like, I'm never doing that again. And then,
as
there's a breaking...
He just said bye to MJ, and he gets on, a lamp pole, and then all of a sudden...
A breaking news.
Breaking news in central New York, whatever it's called.
And the newscaster's talking about the attacks in Europe and Mysterio and how Mysterio was dead.
And oh my God, and did I don't know another way to describe it. I giggled like a little girl.
It was crazy. We see Daily Bugle member or leader J. Jonah Jameson
played by famous character actor. Name him John.
You know what sucks?
Don't tell me.
I for some reason his name is. Give me 1 second. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Why did his name just escape
How
me?
Do you forget?
Well, I don't know how his name escaped me.
I'm giving you 10 seconds.
Oh my God.
You also have a phone. You can look it up real quick.
I know, but 10, I don't.
9, 8, 7, 6. He was also Commissioner Gordon. How do you not?
Do you think I'm? Don't you think I'm hurt right now? I'm so hurt that I forgot his name. J.K. Simmons. I'm so sorry. I'm so mad because I started cheering when he came on.
Yes.
And it turns out that basically the Daily Bugle is a newspaper.
It's basically the new Alex Jones.
It's like an InfoWars type site. And they're showing video and Mysterio in it.
Mysterio's final moments,
he says that basically Spider-Man turned on him to attack him.
Yeah, he makes it look like
and that he has drones, Stark drones.
That can attack.
And Peter says some words, like, eliminate them all.
Which, take it out of context, by the way.
Yeah.
And that's not even the shocking part.
And so, you know, then the thing cuts off, right? And then J. Jonah Jameson says, well, here's the rest of the video. And it's Mysterio saying, and Spider-Man's name is, his real name is Peter Parker.
And they even show a picture.
They show a picture of him. And Spider-Man's just there in the middle of New York.
You and it ends with the classic cliffhanger from these new Spider-Man movies. What the fuck?
Yeah. And so that's the mid-credit, and that's crazy because, you know, he's 16 in the movie, 17.
Yeah.
And he's already exposed.
His identity's been exposed.
And it's just more of, what are they going to do? Now, I guess in the comics, they're able to make a spell. Iron Man, Doctor Strange, and I forgot who else.
No. Well, there's that, and then there's also, in one of the comics also, he sells his soul to the devil. So that undid it.
I don't think he's going to do any of those.
I don't think so.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see.
No. So the end credit is how I think they'll fix it. So this whole time, we find out that...
No.
Okay.
So Nick Fury and Maria Hill are driving, and basically they're just... I think they're talking.
Yeah.
And they end up debriefing. But their debrief was with Nick Fury,
yep,
who turns out to be in space...
Yep.
And the whole time it was Talos and I forgot the
and his wife
from Captain Marvel, Skrulls that were
impersonating Nick Fury and
Maria Hill. And it turns out Nick Fury's been in space this whole time. Who knows for how long?
Possibly making S.W.O.R.D. the space agency or space version of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Mm-hmm. Which will probably lead into the next phase of Marvel, and we'll probably learn more about it in the next Captain Marvel movie.
Yes, yes.
And, it was crazy, I mean, finding out. And then you realize, damn, all those mistakes that were made by Nick Fury make sense now.
Yeah. Dog, that's a hummingbird.
So,
I'm sorry.
But a crazy movie, a fun movie. I think that with S.W.O.R.D., that means we're going to have a lot more space to play out.
Yeah. But also, my theory is also
a lot more space to play around with. Because it's space. My bad, that's trash.
It's okay. You are.
Yeah.
Anyway, so my theory is the problem that was made in the mid-credits can be fixed by the end-credits.
How so?
Peter be like, that's not true. And they're like, how? Prove it. Spider-Man shows up. A Skrull can play Peter Parker.
Oh.
What's up?
Fixed. And nobody knows any better.
Yeah, no one knows any better. The thing is, Peter just has to, swing around, and then Peter Parker just has to be in the same location. Or, the Skrull playing Peter Parker.
Yeah, because they can't. They're not going to let somebody else play. Yeah, nobody else is going to get that suit. But,
yeah.
So, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
That's my theory. And also, my other theory is Maria Hill even real?
You know, that's what changes everything. Because how long has Nick Fury been gone?
Exactly. Think about it.
Because the way Captain Marvel put it, it's now been, 20, 30 years?
It's about 20 years.
20 years. Which means the whole timeline's different.
Yeah.
The introduction of Captain Marvel being in the 90s changes everything just because we don't know.
How many times has Talos been Nick Fury in these films, if you think about
it? Was Coulson a Skrull? Actually, I don't know. I feel like that was probably injured.
Coulson was real.
Yeah.
Oh, my God! That, oh, what? Maybe that explains how Coulson survived. They didn't kill the real Coulson. What?
It explains, though. It really just makes me wonder a lot.
It opens up so many questions.
It makes me wonder a lot of stuff, and, yeah, we're going to get a lot of stuff. Hopefully, we get a lot of questions answered in whatever the next movie is. But Marvel will be announcing their next films. Black Widow will probably be the next one.
Yeah.
But
fingers crossed for Fantastic Four.
So we'll probably get a lot explained at Comic-Con because, yeah, there's a lot of explaining they got to do. I don't think the next phase has been exposed yet, but we do know that Black Panther is going to get a sequel. We know that Guardians of the Galaxy is going to get another movie.
Yep.
Potentially with Adam Warlock played by Keanu Reeves.
Oh, my God.
Black Widow movie's coming. We're going to get another Spider-Man movie.
I would imagine we would get another.
Also, just one more thing. In the end, Flash says something about his mom not being there. And you think it doesn't matter. I think that has to be something because you don't just throw in that line.
I just feel like that's why he's a bully.
Yeah, but I don't think you throw in that line.
We shall see it.
Including in Marvel.
That's true. Everything has a meaning. Like, by the way, in the end of Endgame, you can see Talos showing up to Peter Parker's school. If you look in the back, you see Ben Mendelsohn.
Oh, wow.
Bendo Mendo.
Yeah, he's in the background.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah.
You gotta look at these things, man. I watch too much YouTube. But yeah, so I'm excited for what's coming next.
I am too, but it's gonna be a wait. Because we've got, like, what, till next year? We gotta wait for it.
And this
year is
brand new, because in the comics, yes, they revealed his secret identity.
But he was old.
He was older, yeah. So now does this take...
If they did this with, like, they brought back Toby and then they did it,
makes sense. You can play about it. A lot of what we love about Spider-Man is that he's not, like, the ultra-rich guy that could fix everything. It's the, he's a struggling photographer at the Daily Planet.
Daily Bugle.
Yeah. He's struggling at the Daily Bugle. He's struggling to make ends meet, and you're like, yo, I'm like that. But then also on the side, he's a superhero. But in this one, you're not really going to see that, because Tony Stark basically set him up for life, probably. Because you know Happy's not going to let...
May go through. That's such a funny scene. That whole relationship's funny, but...
Yeah.
But
we don't get to see the scenes. Like, we're not going to see him at the Daily Bugle, you know,
taking pictures
of himself.
Yeah, I'm sad about that.
Yeah, but, I mean, we'll see how it goes.
But J.K. Simmons back.
J.K. Simmons back, and he's an Alex Jones type character.
I also wonder, because they're not going to let that go. At some point, Norman Osborn will be brought in, and I feel like that's probably...
That's the theories.
Movie.
So, you know how, like...
I think the next movie is supposed to be Superior 6. Why is he Sinister. I don't know if it says Superior.
I was looking at it.
Yeah, my bad. Is Sinister Superior 6?
No, my bad. Well, maybe we can make one.
Yeah, I don't know why I said Superior, but the Sinister Six, and because that was teased in the last movie, and remember, the guy who's supposed to be Scorpion asks Vulture for Peter's identity. They have it now.
Yeah, now they know it. And that's my theory, is because almost every time that Peter Parker's identity has been leaked, either he dies or Aunt May dies. And I don't want Marissa Tomei to die. I'm sure.
Well, didn't Gwen Stacy die?
Yeah, but not because they knew a secret identity.
Harry knew Peter was...
It wasn't Harry.
In Amazing
Norman.
Spider-Man 2.
In Amazing Spider-Man... Oh, yeah.
Gwen died. They didn't kill MJ, but they killed... I'm pretty sure
MJ was supposed to be in the movie, but they cut her out.
Then the Felicia Hardy was introduced. But I think, if I remember correctly, Harry did find out that Peter was Spider-Man. And he killed Gwen.
Yeah. Oh, there's also a sick comic where Norman Osborn knocks up Gwen Stacy.
Yeah, there's a lot of Spider-Man stuff that, you know, I don't know. I wonder if we'll ever see Rhino, or we'll ever see...
The thing is, do you want...
Any of the goblins.
Think about, do you want a big, like...
Imagine if we got Hobgoblin.
That's what it should have been in Spider-Man 3. Not
the
New
original?
Goblin. Yeah. Because they called him the New Goblin. Not Hobgoblin.
Yeah, Hobgoblin wasn't...
No, he wasn't in the comics and all that. He wasn't related to Osborn.
Yeah.
It's just some random...
Well, we already got Kingpin. Kingpin's always played a big role on Spider-Man.
So now that the Netflix series are all canceled, do you think they're going to keep...
They wouldn't need the same actors. I guess it's just different with movies, because it's like priorities. And with the MCU, they got to find things that move the MCU too.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know. It's going to be interesting.
It'll be interesting, but I think we'll get a lot of answers. Probably the end credit scenes of Black Widow will probably explain some stuff.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting, but we still got... We're probably going to have another, like, 5 years before the next Avengers movie. 5-6 years at most.
Yeah. And Marvel's slowing down a bit, too.
No, they're ramping back up to 3 movies.
They
are? At 2020.
Ooh.
No, 2021, I think.
Oh, well, see, we'll take a year break.
We're getting two movies next year, and then they're ramping back up. And then who knows when X-Men come in.
I'm saying not till 2022.
So it'll be interesting, but basically, Far From Home, really good movie. Had a lot of fun, a lot of twists. The mid-credit scene blew my mind. And then the end credit scene also blew my mind. But the mid credit scene, man, what a cliffhanger.
Big oof.
And I'm excited to see what Marvel does next. So
there's our official review for Spider-Man, Far From Home. And we got anything for next week? We can give our I'll give a Toy Story review with Johan.
Maybe.
Again, mine.
I have to watch it first.
Maybe I'm not. I don't have a heart like most people, but I did not enjoy it that much. It had its moments, but not that much. And we'll be back to doing random segments. I am in the midst of preparing another. What did I call it? Superhero. Hold up. Got to get back to the Pizza Time Podcast official Instagram. Follow us if you want to. A pop culture death match. I'm in the midst of another one. Maybe it'll be with Cameron again. Not sure. But we're in the midst of another one. Pit two random heroes against each other. And see how that goes.
Yeah. All right, well, this has been another episode of the Pizza Time Podcast. And we'll catch y'all next time.
Thanks for listening. And remember,
like and share, follow.
Leave us a 5-star review. Because that helps, actually.
Or 4 stars, whatever you think.
You know, just
a positive review, please. Tell your friends, family, and
leave a comment, you know, seeing what you want from us. We'll listen, believe me. We don't have that much content, what's it called? Listeners. Yeah. So you say something, we'll probably put it on. We'll shout you out, too.
Yeah. All right, well, peace, and
I'll see you next time.
Peace. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I guess all right. An outro.
Well, this has been the Peeps Time Podcast. There we go.
No, it's the Johan. You know how I end this.
I don't.
Wow. Hurtful. Anyways, y'all, remember, it's pizza time.